lockdown, and much more. So do listen up. Hi, Sue. As you all know, Sue is a product developer, and she has written two books. And of course, if you go to her website, www.naturefresh.co.za, you will find lots of talks that we have had, lots of information to keep healthy. Sue, I will just begin by a hadith. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that there's healing in Kulunji, that is a black cumin, for all disease except death. And this hadith was narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah's blessings be upon him, and it is in Sahih Bukhari. We also like to let the listeners know. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Zuleika.
How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, but I hope you're ready for another good talk.
Yes, I'm sure we will are, because of all the preparation that you also do. Sue, we also said that we are not here to treat any condition without the prior consent of our doctor, but we do know that this protocol, product, and suggestions you follow has been able to help many individuals concerning medical research, okay? So integrative medicine doctors share these new insights. So we can say, how can we benefit from Kulunji during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, that's, I'm sure, something that a lot of you are thinking about, because you know Kulunji and you know the promise.
Yes.
That the only thing it can't do is lengthen your lifespan.
Yes.
That every ailment you've got, there is a cure for it in the Kulunji seed.
Yes.
And I was very excited this morning to find out that just 2 days ago they started researching exactly how our beloved Kulunji. And for people who don't know what Kulunji is, it's the little black seeds called black cumin, and we also call them Nigella sativa.
Yes.
And we've always had them in our house as something we enjoy as a spice. We use it for food. We crush it slightly, and we use it often instead of black pepper or with black pepper.
Yes, I know. You did mention that.
Yes. But it just so happens that there's some very special properties in the Kulunji seed that can actually help doctors to fight viral infections. And I'm not going to harp on about you must take this for COVID-19 like Donald Trump did, and when he got to hydroxychloroquine, somebody went and saw that on the label of some pills that were used to clean fish tanks of parasites, and they took it themselves and died.
Yes.
So the conclusion is either they were a parasite, or they didn't take the drug appropriately or with the agreement of their doctor. So talk to your doctor about Kulunji. If he doesn't know what it is, inform him. And I can tell you beforehand, there's also the Kulunji oil that
yes.
we're talking about.
Now, as Muslims, we have always known that it is a cure for all diseases except that. And lots of individuals do use it. And this just reinforces what the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said.
Absolutely so. I've spoken to people who use it for diabetes, for instance.
Yes.
And once we've dealt with exactly what the research is about the helping the viral condition, especially people who are in advanced stages of being under the SARS virus or the what they call the COVID-19 virus, there are two things that doctors have to track and have to see. Find some sort of control for, and the one is inflammation. You know, the pro-inflammatory cytokines, they cells that set up inflammation. When they can't fight off the invader, they set off inflammation, and we've spoken quite a lot about inflammation. Now, people who take anti-inflammatory drugs, like Tylenol, they say, is having bad side effects. So what else are we going to do about inflammation? Well, the nurses say, well, the safest is paracetamol. But if you understand that the Kulunji has an oil called chloroquinone in it,
yes.
built into it, that has very profound antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, you would immediately reach for your Kulunji oil. And there are various guidelines. I've embedded a lot of links into the notes today, so don't just say Sue Hepcafe and then drop dead, please.
Yes.
Go to your homework. But it is being used very effectively against viral diseases. And this is now coming into the time where we all get colds and flu anyway. So why don't you virus-proof yourself and benefit from our magnificent, beloved Kalinji, either as chewing the seeds or as taking the oil. But the other thing that it does, there's an advanced stage in the respiratory, what they call the sudden acute attack of respiratory disorders, where inflammation is high, there's a hot, dry cough. Now, the reason the cough becomes very dry in pneumonia is you start to lack enough white blood cells called lymphocytes. And lymphocytes are released in the body to go and attack the antigens that are made against these various viruses. The antigens sit on the virus to mark it, saying, this is the enemy. And somehow, in the advanced stages, those white blood cells are being wiped out before they can actually do their job and remove the pathogens for you. So you get this stage where you're running out of leukocytes, and they call it lymphopenia. So when you come across this word lymphopenia in HUN notes, click on the link and it will explain to you exactly how they track and measure on the last 3 hours of life. They suddenly see these white cells falling away, falling away, falling away. And they use a test similar to people infected with HIV/AIDS. They use the CD4 count, and there's lots of CD types of cells. And depending on the ratio and the way they fall away, there's a whole pattern of within the first week they sort of drop right down by so much percent, and then the third week they drop right down to their lowest. And then after that, the levels start to come up again until the patient recovers or not.
Yes, that also lies in the hands of God.
Is you can start supporting the growth of your lymphocytes. And yet again, as we know, Kalinji supports the growth of lymphocytes. So they're the two most important factors of should you get a virus, and it may not even be what's going around now. It could just be normal pneumonia.
Yes.
Take your Kalinji with you. If you go into hospital, put it in your pocket. That's what I would do. I would take the seeds, and I don't know how you take Kalinji seeds. Do you mix them with honey, Ziloka?
And I was just speaking to my brother earlier on, and he says he actually put some methi seeds. Methi is, we'll come back to the methi seeds and Kalinji seeds, and he boils it, and he drinks it as a tea at night. Yes, but you can put it with honey. You get dates with Kalinji seeds. It actually can be used in any way. You know, I mean, people also cook with it. Yes, so you can use it anyway. But I think having it, on its own or with honey might be a good idea.
I think so. You don't necessarily have to have the honey with it. Mm-hmm. I bought a packet of Kalinji seeds for 20 rand, 100 grams of them, and often I just put my finger into them and chew a few of them during the day because they've got a very moorish kind of a spicy, pungent taste, and it's got a very antiseptic flavor.
Yes.
You really feel like you're medicating yourself. And chewing the seeds, I would personally, if you want my personal opinion, chewing things in your mouth helps you to absorb them via the little blood vessels under the tongue and in the cheeks. We've often spoken about this is a homeopathic way that you get a medication directly into your bloodstream. So it's nice to make the tea and drink it. I've got two problems with that. Number one, heating up the alkaloids, the active ingredients. You may just accidentally, and I think the case with our olive leaves, you may just destroy some of the active components. So that's not your first option. Drink it by all means. Boil it up by all means. But it may just not be what you're looking for when you are seriously ill. If you're seriously ill, just chew that stuff for what it's worth. And the tests in other studies I've seen, they based it on 500 milligram capsules of the powder or chewing a quarter of a teaspoon. With honey, whatever. You can chew it with xylitol if you're scared of the sugar value. But, as we've spoken about prophetic medicine,
honey is one
of our sacred components. The honey, remember the honey?
Yeah, the honey
vinegar.
Is in the Quran, and it's olive, also in the Quran.
And the salt. So and even take it with a little bit of salt and chew it up like that. It's going to strengthen your stomach acid, which fights quite a lot of pathogens in its own right. So this is something we're adding to those traditions of using, well, not only food as medicine, but particularly spices. And Kalenji needs to be appreciated and taken every day because of why you're taking it and what it can do for you.
Yes.
But particularly now with cold and flu scares coming on, and after midnight, we don't know if we're going to wake up tomorrow. Is the sun going to rise tomorrow?
Yes.
You know, everybody's going around in such a flap. But the people who are now under this lockdown,
yes,
you've got more time to contemplate on these things, to meditate on healthy, wise ways of living and using these things medicinally. There's another challenge we're going to put to you later on about the other uses of Kalenji, but if there's anything else you need to say about the COVID virus and ask me questions about it, Suleika, then let's deal with that, shall we?
Okay. Sue, if you look, you also spoke about Kalenji seeds in our everyday life, and you did mention that it's going to help with blood sugar, but what about the nervous system?
Sorry, I can't really hear you. What about the what?
Nervous system. Does it also
help? Nervous system. Right. So we get you to work on other beneficial effects. And I've provided links, and you will be amazed at how it moderates various parts of your nervous system. But the first one that it moderates in terms of the nervous system and the immune system is what they call immunomodulatory effects. Now, that's a big fancy word for saying, is there a way that we can switch off that cytokine inflammatory cycle where you are super inflamed? And we have spoken before about the Kalenji seeds in their role in controlling inflammation, because they contain something that everybody's been talking about, and that is a cannabinoid. Now, cannabinoid doesn't mean, oh, let's all just get high on pot. The reason they call it cannabinoid is it's a molecule that modifies an immune response. And because they found it in cannabis before they found it in Kalenji, they call it a cannabinoid. I would call it a Kalenjioid. But it is an immune-moderating effect. And that is why whenever you see the word cannabis oil, it can help ease depression, and it can help you sleep properly, and it controls inflammation. It doesn't cure the disease. It just switches off the inflammatory signal.
And it also probably has some side effects. It probably has some side effects, unlike the Kalenji oil.
There's no side effects with Kalenji oil.
No, but I said with cannabis, yes.
There's always a danger that you don't know just how clean the stuff is.
Yes, yes.
And I've had reports of people, oh, yes, you know, we got the cannabis oil, but I passed out that night. The one guy collapsed in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of THC content. That's the one that really hits the brain on the wrong receptors.
Yeah.
But Kalenji oil has never, ever done that, and never, ever would do that. But it certainly does a much better job again, here comes Sufis's opinion. Number one, it costs a tenth of the price. Number two, it's the safest possible ever.
Yes.
And number three, it supports that prophetic statement.
Of course.
On a prophet who said, you can take this for everything.
Yes, and it's true.
Except
your death. So let's just move on. As a detox to get rid of parasites and candidiasis, Kalenji seeds, Kalenji oil?
Is there any toxin in it?
No, to get rid of parasites.
To get rid of parasites, it's got a very profound effect. You can use it for your regular deworming. It goes through the whole spectrum from the nematodes and the tapeworms and all the other hojas, even the protozoa that cause malaria. It can deal with a lot. So it's going to multitask. If you're taking it for one thing, you're going to have 100 more benefits. So look through these notes if you've got time tomorrow. You like to lay here and you're sitting at home and hopefully being paid. Have a look at everything that Kalenji can do for you. But the most important one is, first of all, it can control depression, mainly because of the endocannabinoids, but it also supports the formation of serotonin. it also modifies neuroreceptors like dopamine. People with a lack of dopamine, especially children with attention deficit syndrome, they've got a severe imbalance of dopamine. They're either too aggressive or too timid. It can help there. It also helps to produce a chemical that we call GABA, GABA aminobutyric acid.
Okay.
That is your number one sedative, the calm down chemical, the what they call the sort of switch off button, stops all the hype and the excitement. You produce that on the same receptor as the dopamine receptor, and when the glutamate comes onto that receptor, I'm not going to get too technical.
Yes, yes.
Half of it is to excite the cell, and the other half of the glutamate converts into GABA, which is the inhibitory neurotransmitter. So you've got an on switch and an off switch. Now, the answer is there. Kalinji restores the whole function so that the chemicals will never, the receptors will never overexcite themselves. You've always heard of this neurotoxicity and people burning up and getting neuropathy as diabetics and that. It won't happen.
Okay.
And the reason why you would still want to take the Kalinji for diabetes is it can actually regulate your blood sugar. And I think this is the best news we can tell you. For this shutdown, you can actually use it instead of your diabetic medication. But only with the consent and the understanding of your doctor. Because if you take the Kalinji seeds and you're controlling your blood sugar and you're bringing it down and it's visibly coming down, but you're still taking metformin and glucophage, you're going to start suffering from what we call hypoglycemia.
Yes.
Pulls it down too low. And when you get hypoglycemia, it is not an excuse to go and eat chocolates and sweets and glucose. It's telling you something, that your body is starting to regulate its own blood sugar. You can reduce your medication. So you can go onto a weaning cycle, a schedule, where you take less medicine, more Kalinji, less medicine, more Kalinji. And then you're going to have to work out with a therapist who's familiar with this, whether you're going to take so many seeds a day, you're going to take them before or after a meal, are you going to have half a teaspoon of the oil mixed with a bit of honey before or after a meal. I don't know the exact prescription. I can only guide you towards your doctors. But I do know that it not only regulates your blood sugar, it regulates your blood pressure and it regulates your
cholesterol.
Bad cholesterol.
And your weight. It
helps down and it helps to raise the good HDL cholesterol. So it deals with all three facets of what we call the metabolic syndrome. Doctors like to give you something for high blood pressure, something for high blood cholesterol, which is a statin drug, which can cause dementia, among other things. And for diabetes, they like to give you more and more of these drugs, which become you become too tolerant to them, so you have to take greater doses and greater doses until before you know it, you're injecting yourself with insulin. Now, if you're one of those people and you're under lockdown, I sincerely hope that you can get hold of these Kalinji seeds. I hope there's not going to be a run on them, that they run out. But I do know that at places like Dis-Chem, I've seen the oil in the fridge there, and it's not that expensive. It's, the big bottle costs less than 100 rand. That can keep you going for a month.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to challenge each one of you to share with me what Kalinji can do for you during these next few weeks, where you may not even get your medications. Remember that the Almighty has taken care of you.
Yes.
But only if you really trust and apply the thing correctly, with honor, dignity, and faith.
Yes. Well, one more question, Sue. A pregnant woman taking the Kalinji, it's going to kill parasites. Would that be safe for a pregnant woman?
I'm not too sure about that. The safest thing I know for pregnant women is olive leaf.
Okay.
Olive leaf. It has no estrogenic effects. It's got no contractile effects on the womb. Because even our vulgar ulf, that's in the parasite remedy we make.
Yes.
I would not recommend it for pregnant women. Maybe towards the later stages or when you're breastfeeding, but certainly within the first trimester, if you can do without anything, it's always the best. But Kalinji oil, I wouldn't risk it.
Okay.
There isn't enough data on it. From over 20, 30 years of experience with olive leaf, I can say we've never seen any effect for pregnant women, other than removing the malaria. It's the only thing we actually can let pregnant women take is the olive leaf tablet, and we have used it for years and years and years. But I don't want to do a Donald Trump on that one.
Yes.
But if I was pregnant personally, I would rather take olive leaf than nothing at all.
Okay.
Because all the other medications are contraindicated. So either don't get pregnant, don't move, don't travel, you're under lockdown anyway. But there's nothing wrong with pregnant women using lemon juice and a bit of honey here and there. And,
okay.
You know, some of the regular garden herbs, but don't overdo it.
Okay, so you recommended chewing half a teaspoon of the seeds mixed with honey as a dose. And you also said the half a teaspoon of oil is preferable. And the oil can also be used for skin ailments, rashes, eczema, psoriasis. You can also rub it into the nostrils if you're feeling a cold coming on, and gargle with a few drops of oil in hot water with salt. I also felt the collagen oil mixed with honey makes a good cough mixture. I also did try using it as a steam. You know, normally you can have hot water and you can put the collagen oil and you put a towel and you steam, you know, yourself so that the heat can go onto your nose, because they say the heat will kill any viruses that's on your nose. So maybe that's also an idea. Any last parting words, Sue?
The last passing words were, we're in for a very interesting time, and enjoy the rest, enjoy being different. People like us who supply pharmacies and health shops are very much still in production, and good luck to the people who are laid off and are under lockdown. I sincerely hope that the Almighty is with you and that you get sufficient income, and that you don't all bite each other's heads off. Make the most of this time, but please study the notes on our website. Listen to all the radio talks that you haven't had a chance to listen to. We've got quite a few on the COVID viruses. And as you know, Zuleika, we've got just about every other topic we've ever covered. Anything else you ever want to know, there's much more about diabetes there. There's much more about inflammation. And last of all, when you're under lockdown, please don't forget to exercise.
Okay.
Exercise, eat healthy food, drink your water, and don't load up on too many of the sugars and carbohydrates while you sit in front of television. So that's the best I can do for you.
Okay, keep well, Sue, and stay safe.
Thank you very much, Zuleika.